Good morning and welcome to the first of these audio reflections in Eastertide, which we have contributions this week from our chaplain, Cara, and one of our associate priests, Julie. As I attempt the first recording, it is shortly after sunrise on a Friday morning, an unusual time, and connects well with the main character of our gospel this week, Thomas, who was perhaps in the wrong place at the wrong time on that first Sunday. The well-known hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, used at key historical times, has the phrase in it, time like an ever-rolling stream. Here is both an invitation and a challenge. Invitation? At least some, if not many, suddenly have time on their hands, and hours and days seem to merge into each other and flow past faster than ever. How does time feel for you? In now about to go into week 6 of lockdown. And how's that different to before? By all means, stop the clip here and give yourself time to think. Or if you don't live on your own, have some conversation around this question. And the challenge? What has happened to me and others in this time? What have I and others achieved? And how has that been different than before? Where are the markers that structure my day? Or what new markers have I put in place to replace those currently not available to me? And where in all this is my relationship with God and my time with God? Again, pause the clip if you want to. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The word of God makes demands on my time. God himself entered time and now wants me to give him time." Being a Christian isn't an instant thing. It takes time. There are two words for time in the New Testament language. Chronos, which measures time, like some have more time on their hands or there aren't enough hours in the day, both of which I've heard in telephone conversations this week. And then a second word, kairos. This is more about timing or opportunity. "My knee operation has come at a good time with this lockdown," said one person. Or biblically, "God appointed the time." Or in philosophy, "Seize the moment." And those of you who'd like to and are able to, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and spend some time on these verses in the coming days, reading them both for the text itself, but then reading them again within the context of where we are as an international community, and then perhaps reading them again a third time within the context of your own personal life. And may you find rich blessing in those reflections. I would like to add three snapshots from being out and about in the last 8 days, mostly on my way to and from church, of course. The clock on the Leonhardskirche stopped early in the lockdown. It gave me a sense in my reflections on time that for some people, time is standing still. Time is on hold, until politicians or whoever presses the play button and we can all resume normality. But of course, as we move deeper into this time, many of us realise that normal has changed. As the space crew from the International Space Station who left Earth a year ago are finding as they have returned home. This is normally the stuff of science fiction. It has become the new normal for us. The second snapshot is the queues that I have seen outside the Tafel, the food bank, and also the Essenausgabe, meals given to those who live on the streets. The queues stretched beyond my ability to see the back end. A reminder that the poor, the disempowered, the voiceless are always those whom we have assumed have all the time in the world, so queuing is appropriate for them. But park that thought next to the queuing we are all needing to do, no matter where we do our shopping, and the frustration of having three people in front of you. Time has never been the same for everyone, and these days have reminded us of that and challenged such views. My final snapshot has come from conversations with around five of you who are working from home, and how for some the work itself is more than normal. For others, it has become more because of not being able to access information or people. And for yet others, it feels like more because of having to manage that work around the demands of other people in the household. And the stress and the burden is not only felt, it is real. This Sunday is Easter Sunday for the Orthodox Church. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday for the Western Church. The East-West split or schism of 1054 lives with us still. And it is Christmas as well as Easter that works to a different calendar and time measurement. Time has changed for very many of us. A burden for some and a respite for others. Some are nearer despair, while others have made a joyful rediscovery of what time can offer. The bells that ring so often, and with less other noise around, stand out more clearly, more resolutely, remind us several times a day that time is a gift from God. And what time is left, personally, to me, has become a question for any of us in any state of health and of any age. And it begs the adage, what am I doing with it? Amen.